Never on schedule, but always on time. This is the Around the Way podcast, and I'm your host, Hayden Steele, and I'm here, my lovely co-host, Frankie, baby. The most exciting part about my week was probably, that wasn't fun at all. Watching Power. I ain't gonna lie, man. That finale was, I feel like if you don't like it, I like a good storyline. I'm not saying the acting is the best, but I like a good storyline. And it doesn't have to be real. I don't think none of that shit is real. So it doesn't even feel like it could be based off some real shit. That's what makes it so good. Anything could happen. So I really like it. I like the way everybody just, everything got handled. It closed everything and then opened up the next season. It was great. Tasha popped up on there at the end and stuff. So his sister and the mom were able to be reunited. Like, Tariq was pulling strings. He was doing his thing, man. I was fucking with the fact that, and I know you don't watch this, so I'm about to go on my whole little tangent. But the fact that his, like, his homie, the white dude, Braden, spoiler alert, you should have watched it. Everybody watch it. Spoiler alert, yeah, whatever. Braden held it down. The fact that, like, they gave this nigga immunity and thought he was going to testify against the homie. It's crazy. Gave him immunity. And he went on the stand. I was like, yeah, it was all me. I did everything. I ain't kill a dude, but, like, I did everything. Matter of fact, Tariq was with me when that happened. So, I know he didn't do it. I run everything. I run the whole drug operation. Here's the paperwork to show that I run the whole thing right here. I actually made it a legitimate business. Yeah.
Wait, who did that?
His partner.
So he hang up there?
He had immunity to testify.
Who was up there?
Tariq.
Huh.
Yeah. This is wild, right? But they also killed his little girlfriend. His other girlfriend killed his other little girlfriend. Wild shit. Right? So they going through that. And he don't even know yet. He just found out, but he don't know how it happened. He think it was a car crash.
Damn, that's...
It's wild.
Damn, it's
some sort of
anarchy shit.
Yeah. It was just good. Yeah. Monet out here just wilding with her double life. Yeah, that's Mary J. Blige's character. Man, it was just so good. Oh, he shot that he killed her son. they just found out who his mama was. He getting on the jet like, fuck it, I'm about to leave. I'm going with them, my whole life over with. My little girlfriend had committed suicide. My mama just be killing everybody. Look it. Her husband killed him. And she killed her baby father. She don't know that her husband killed her son. Dun, dun, dun. But she just found out that he was killed. That's how the season ended. I'm like, man, what? And guess what?
But wait.
They think her baby father was killed by Tariq.
Oh, shit.
But he wasn't.
Who was he
at? Who?
Tariq.
She is plugged. Nigga always in some shit. Oh. It's good, man. You should watch Power. It's good. All that shit is good. Oh, man. Yes. Oh.
I've been told to watch it. I don't know.
You should watch it. It's good.
So ending, so.
That's not the ending. That's just the ending of that season. And you gotta see what happened to get there.
Talk about that show too, though, right?
Yeah, that one just started.
Did he die? The other one?
No. All right, so look, hear me out. This is, oh yeah, since we were talking about Fire, yeah. So you notice that they just keep remaking all the same shows over again.
Yeah,
I'm just actually starting to get tired of it because I know the Blacklist is coming to an end. They definitely just are redoing the show. Like, I think the last season of Blacklist just came out, and now they're about to start a new season of a show. It's the exact same thing. They're just replacing the two main characters with two women instead of like a guy and his daughter or whatever the fuck was going on with him and Elizabeth, and to the same thing with two women. It's like I remember Burn Notice was the same as some other shit I had watched. I'm like, this shit is crazy.
Y'all, the cop and shows and shit like that is all the same. All the superhero shows are the same. Everything's the same. All reality TV is fake.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck what it is. It's all the same. It's all fake. Yeah.
So everything's recycled. Nothing's fucking
new. Man, like you gotta really.
And shit that do mean people don't catch on to
it. It'd be late. Yeah.
People don't fuck with
it. But I do like the fact that now you can actually get some shit brought back if people like it enough. Some it'll get picked up somewhere.
Yeah.
Except for Lovecraft Country. For some
of them. Yeah. I mean, it's not gonna be the same anyway. I'm sad about that. But I am excited because, you know, actually, Teen Wolf, he ended a while ago. But they're going to do a movie.
On Teen Wolf, huh?
Yeah, and I just rewatched that shit. No, that's my shit,
though. Yeah, I know. Teen Wolf is really good.
You didn't fucking watch it.
At all. No, I'm just being supportive.
Thank you.
You're welcome, I guess.
Thank you.
Some people call me a hater.
I
mean, you have before, so
I still stand by it. I'm not taking that. But I'm excited about that. But at the same time, I'll be mad at y'all for that. Y'all could just let me do what it
was. True. I don't watch Teen Wolf, so whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be good.
Like,
I'll be positive about it. I'm not going to watch it either, but I'll be positive about it. I haven't heard anything bad about Teen Wolf before. I've just never been compelled to watch it
from the commercials. I saw something about one of the characters. That's the season of they got me because of the storyline that I read about. So I was like, man, let's see what this shit be like. So I just watched it. I seen bits and pieces of that.
Yeah.
Randomly. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just give it a try. I need something to watch. But on the fact that some shit that just need to end, like just let that shit die, let the shit be it.
Yeah.
Crazy matter.
Yeah, it's hot for day.
Fucking Law and Order. Let that shit go.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Law and Order can go faster. They can just replay to people.
It's okay to stop it.
Yeah, they could.
Just let her retire and do something.
She getting her check
from the repeats. They're not gonna ever stop.
That's true.
They're not gonna ever stop winning.
But you know, they get smaller at the time, so she's like, all right, just let me get a
couple. There's so many seasons. It is.
It's like 20 some seasons. Same thing with Grey's Anatomy for real. I'm ready for Grey's Anatomy.
I think she's ready for it to be over. Like, damn.
Maybe that's why they got the other dude.
Well, she's Benson. Not Benson. She didn't want to be there.
What's that one nigga name?
Who?
Is it Benson? He got a show now? The bald dude.
Benson?
Ain't that him? The bald one?
Who bald?
Her partner.
Who part? Who we talking about?
Olivia Benson's partner, so it's not Benson.
Not Grey's Anatomy. Okay. No. Yes, he knew about the show.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. My bad.
Yes, he knew about the show. And it's different. It's Law and Order, but it's a different, it don't feel like the other Law and Order.
Yeah, I like it though.
Yeah, it's cool. Stop that.
Maybe it will.
Can you stop it?
I think they got one more season left.
Mm-hmm.
They'll close out like the personal storylines and then it should be over with. No, maybe Ice-T will talk a little more. I mean, I'm not mad at that either. That's a good way to end it. Let them all die. Then I could just be like Benson trying to figure out who killed them all. I'm fine with that.
It has to be right.
Yeah. Speaking of new ideas, I had a new idea, y'all. So hear me out about this one. Calling men short and calling women fat are the same insult. Therefore, it will always be funny unless you just want to feel a way about it. Everybody's entitled to their feelings, but speaking as someone that is real nigga height, I think that should be funny. I do not take offense to it. Sometimes I pretend to take offense to it just so I can hear more jokes. So I really don't give a fuck. So I don't think that when somebody mentions people weight, people should give a fuck that much either. I mean, it's something that you could change, so it's not like if it that if it hurts you that much, like walk a little more. So, whatever. Yeah, I feel like that's how I feel. I feel like, and I'm not saying just because I personally don't get upset. I'm just saying, I think it's equally funny. I think it can be equally disrespectful. I think it's all about context. And if it's a joke, it's a joke.
Yeah.
See it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel, too. And yeah, I mean, because I feel the same way about any joke, period.
Man, a joke is a joke. Long as it's funny.
As long as you're not using it to literally hurt somebody's feelings, it's just some shit that's happening to be funny. But if it is also hurtful, two things to be true at the same time, yeah, it's just not, as long as I'm not trying to hurt the feelings, I feel like it.
I mean, sometimes you're going to hit the funny bone.
You may hurt, you may heal. You may cry for no reason. So I don't know.
Either way, you're going to feel something.
But at the same time, yeah, like, you can't tell people how I feel. Just know that that's how I feel. So.
Yeah, I get it, because I'll be just,
I just feel like it's shit funny to be funny.
Yeah,
plus, somebody out here trying to purposely hurt people and shit.
If, yeah, just be good with it, and don't be, like, recycling those super old shit. Like, I don't, it's, like, it's hard to tell a good fat joke. It really is. But when you got a good one, you know you got a good one. And, like, I feel like when you let a good one fly, you just don't give a fuck. If you know it's kind of iffy, and you'd be like, all right, maybe I was wrong. But like, if you know you got a good one, let that bitch go. Shit. All short jokes are funny.
I feel like all beep jokes
are funny. What are beep jokes, fat? Like, yeah, that's funny. That is funny. Funny. That is funny.
But short jokes. See? I ain't never been short, so there's not one short joke I can ever take offense to. So for me, they always been funny.
They all are. Only ones that are not funny is like the curb shit. And that's only because that's low hanging fruit. Like telling somebody, like, oh, you fall off the curb, some shit like that. That's low hanging fruit. Like anything involving a street curb, it's low hanging fruit. If you're going to tell a good short joke, tell a good short joke. Now we talking about tripping on, like falling into the street. That's for the kids. You're going to tell a good one, tell a good one. I'm not gonna tell you.
Though. I mean, I don't have jokes rehearsed in my head in the first place. Yeah. Anyway. You know, I just say some shit that pop in my head.
Yeah.
So
I just feel like everybody should give them. Even I'm not gonna say that, but like everybody should give them. All Star Weekend in the city.
I didn't watch it.
A lot of people gonna get robbed.
And he's a bodyguard.
A lot of people gonna sell sex.
Sweet and Cleveland.
You don't
come here and find that story.
I'm pretty sure they should know it ain't, but like. Yes, there's a lot of people that's gonna get robbed.
You need to go get robbed.
I wanna see everybody go out, have a good time, wear their best outfit. There's a lot of basketball players in the city. It's gonna be some rappers in the city.
No,
let me finish my statement, because yeah, it ain't gotta be on the trash. But all I'm saying is, everybody's just get your money. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Everybody just get your money safely, you know, legally or illegally. Just get your money. Because it's going to be a good time. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Also, though, like all the so called baddies in the city, too. I want to see, put your money where your mouth is. I really want to see. I want to see who having babies by NBA players this fall. Or winter. However that shit line up. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I want to see what happens. Mm-hmm. Hey, I love a check. I ain't mad at it.
Go get that shit.
I don't even know who made the All-Star team. I don't even care. I don't even know who that is. The only person I know that's on the Cavs is what about Kyle Sexton?
Not in person.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. You know what I mean. Oh, dang, I heard he was good.
Yeah, he is. He's been hurt most of the season.
No Kevin Love on the All-Star team?
He did on the All-Star
team. Man, being on the team with LeBron really broke that nigga, man. That's a shame.
He doing good, though. This is a good season, though. Coming off the bench. Like, he'd probably make a good candidate for 6 minutes or so. Coming off the bench.
Which, why is he even coming off the bench? I think he needs to retire. He just needs to retire. Do we?
He really is playing a lot better. Like all that hurt shit he's been, all that shit he's been going through the last few years. None of that shit.
It's over.
I think he's good. You think he's been here every game. He's been playing.
Think he's ready to
what's that?
Be back on top again?
Well, he is smart. He is smart.
Then retire. Then retire.
He's still a valuable part of the team.
Retire.
He's still a valuable part of the team. He got a few. He probably got a problem.
I don't want Kevin Love retiring, averaging like 16 points.
You
know? No.
Why?
Because he won a 16 point dude.
You want him to retire and average?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't really care about Kevin Love. I don't care about Kevin Love because I don't care about Kevin Love.
He doesn't like Kevin Love. I like Kevin Love. You hate that. I love Kevin Love.
I don't know why you love Kevin Love. He drinks milk. What's wrong with you?
A lot of people drink milk. That's not really
what's wrong with all of those people.
I'm not going to drink milk, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. I just feel the way I feel about it. I feel about it.
Whatever that means to you. I don't know whatever, but yeah. All-Star weekend. Am I coming outside though? Not downtown. I don't know.
Where are you going to be at?
I don't know. Wherever.
Wherever's safest.
Yeah. Because I don't trust you motherfuckers.
Well, it's going to be a lot of, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of love.
I don't know, but you already know for me, in general, I don't want to be around that many people. It's going to be more people in the city.
Valentine's Day?
That's not my type of, it's not the same
thing. You got a date? Yeah, it's all the same. I don't know that.
No, I don't have a date. But, no, I.
You want a date?
I don't know.
Interesting.
It's not a hard no.
Okay. So the soft yes.
That sounds weird.
It does. It sounds just as weird in my head, but I thought it wouldn't sound as weird when it came out my mouth.
You
don't
know me, man. Yeah.
I was wrong. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. It's not
a medium. Okay. I was wondering.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to support you in your decision if you want to have a Valentine's date.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Make sure you Google them.
I think I'm not
Googling them. I mean, you got to.
I mean,
ain't nothing there.
I don't know.
It's nothing there. Either name. Nothing there. Don't worry about it. For the third one, can't tell you about that. All right, Elsa. I wanted to talk.
Let it go.
I will not let it go.
Let it go.
So, my girlfriend told me something that hurt my feelings this week.
Oh.
And, you know, how do I put this, y'all? It's not what she said, it's how she said it. But also, I think that it is hilarious when men talk about their feelings. Now, I will not be one of those people that does that.
You don't want to even laugh at
it? Not even that. I just think it's funny when it happens. Yes. Because I would laugh at me if I said it. So I'm not going to say it. But I would just say that I acknowledge that whenever men do share their feelings, we're going to laugh at them. And that's just what happens to us. But we still should respect it. Mm-hmm. And I probably won't, because most of the time when we hear it, that shit sounds pretty fucking funny. Because it'd be petty. But the petty shit is what make men angry. And that's okay. Because I'm not really angry. I'm just like, huh. You know what I mean? Huh. Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Me either. That's the thing. Me either. I don't know what the fuck that is. See how you laughing at me? That is why I do not want to say that. And that is why I do not want to say anything. That right there.
I'm not laughing at your feelings.
Okay.
I'm laughing at the noise you make. So, I hear
you. Mean, I'm laughing with you. The audible of my feelings? You mean how I felt? You mean when I told you how I felt, you laughed at it?
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
so when women.
So the reason.
This is why men always talk about
their feelings. It's harder for me to validate your feelings at this moment, is because you also won't tell me what happened.
I'm not going to tell you what happened.
That's why.
Ever.
Shit, damn. Oh, okay.
It's not, but I'm still not going to tell you. Possible. Anyway, I just want to say that you don't respect my feelings. That's it. No, you don't.
I'm just laughing at my feelings.
Yes.
No.
All right. Well, it is what it is. It's okay. And that's exactly why I didn't say anything about it. So
you don't want to tell me your feelings. I'm not laughing.
Also, I want to let everybody know.
You
had
to smoke it when I was having my feelings. No, you did. You had
the after effect. This is what I'm going to do. You
had after effect. This is not an after effect. Mm-hmm. Said she had her feelings. So the feeling had happened before. You just telling me about the after effects.
No.
What
it's still possible. I still had feelings.
You laughed at me. Last time you spoke at me.
It was completely different circumstances. You know what this sound like?
What?
Sound like that Whoopi Goldberg shit.
I did not hear that what she said. I read some words and shit that she said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'm mad that she apologized more than once. I'm mad that she apologized once. I'm mad that she apologized more than once.
Mm-hmm.
For some shit that she said that wasn't even technically really, really wrong.
I understand
why people would say that what she said was wrong, and I understand why people would say that what she said was not wrong, so which is why I said technically not really wrong.
What she was saying was like macro.
I don't know what that means.
Like on the larger scale. You know what I mean?
So yeah, that which is why it's not wrong.
Yeah.
Which is why it's not wrong. So I'm not saying that other people put things about it, what she said ain't valid, but what she said is technically not wrong. Because yes, like she's talking about white on white people crying. Like, but no, because you're Jewish. But at the same time, are Jewish people or are they in a religion? What is it?
It's both.
That's what I think that is part of what framed your idea on their argument.
Yeah.
How you look at that statement.
Yeah.
If it's the people or the religion.
I feel like it's both. I feel like it's always been both.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where, like, you can look like me and you and be Jewish. You could be in Brazil and be Jewish. You could be
anywhere. You can, right? Like, how does a person be Jewish? Like, they act like
I don't know, because like you can be in Africa and be white. You still African. You know what I mean? You're born in Africa, you African. We are now Native American.
What are they? Because if we said that we're African American, being born and being black.
I don't really ever say that. I just say that I'm black.
Well, so when I say we, they're not the majority of the rest of the white people in the world.
Yeah, probably.
Say African American though, how would the other time be for white people on
Earth? Well, we are.
Caucasian Avenue?
Nah, they just African. They not. They in Africa. Africa. They came here. They would be African Americans.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's just how you see it.
That's how it goes.
Says who?
That's what country they come from. Like how they have them. Like how
so
they.
That's how it's the same argument.
What?
What people saying is wrong.
Hmm. I get it. Because it's too confusing. I just don't want
to.
I don't want to take away people's right to say what is race and what is not. I honestly, it's not one of those things where I don't care. It's just one of those things where it's so murky. It's like, all right, what she said was like on a large scale thing, and the importance to those people is the specifics of what happened and why it was specifically them. I get that. I feel about it. Just
yeah.
Everybody's entitled to feel however they feel about it. I think suspender don't do anything at all. Like, I feel like if they wanted to do something, like maybe have somebody have a conversation with her about it or something like that. Whatever they did, I don't honestly think they.
I don't know why does the conversation need to be had about what she said when what she said wasn't wrong?
You know what interests me? Is why are they, because I heard somebody say this. Why are they on a talk show, a daytime talk show,
The View.
In the middle of the like early morning, like 11 a.m. Why the fuck are y'all on TV talking about the Holocaust while people are trying to get ready to get their fucking day started? Like that's the problem. You know what I mean? Like, and that like that rang a bell from why the fuck are people talking about this so early in the day for? Like, why are people talking about this at all? Black what history. It's Black History Month. Awesome.
Why were they talking about it in general? I don't know if we had that conversation to get them to that point.
Yeah.
So
I don't think you should ridicule people for their opinion on things. I feel like if you feel like they are missing information, that's specific to whoever. I feel like if you feel like they are missing information, then it's not necessarily your responsibility, but like you should feel like the people around them would help them, get more information on whatever it is. Cause yeah, I guess what she said was not wrong on like a larger scale. And I get it, like humanity. I get that. But like it specifically happened to them at that time, and that's why they feel like, and that's why they feel that way. I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. Just the way like we feel about slavery, even though slavery happened to us, it was our thing at a specific time, just like it was for so many others. Yeah. So yeah, that's how I feel about the Whoopi Goldberg thing. Also, it's Black History Month, so like, fuck that suspension. It's Black History Month, we're not Black History enough for me. I feel like we're not talking about it enough. I feel like everybody got this thing where it's like this chip on the shoulder, like it's the shortest month. But instead of saying that, like, I feel like we should just really, really turn your black on. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that in no ignorant, stereotypical way. I mean, like, turn your black on. Like, read more like black novels and shit like that, because I will forever and day always tell everybody to read, to listen to whatever you have to do. The Spook by the Door is just amazing, and it gives you an amazing feeling. It's a great book. Great time to read it. Black History Month, great time to read it.
Spook?
The Spook by the Door. Top fucking novel. It's great. I can't explain it to you. It's just a great book. It's like reading a movie script. I just feel like we're not talking enough about the new great black things that are happening that are going to make history. New great black people that are going to make history are pushing culture forward. Because we're never going to forget about Martin Luther King. He has a day. Never going to forget about Malcolm X. He has many movies, many books written about him, many documentaries. We're never going to forget about Marcus Garvey and all these other men. Like, all these great people. W.E.B. Du Bois. Like, everybody. The women, too. Can't name all of them. Misogyny.
I also think that, though, I don't know. I got mixed feelings about it. Like, because I don't.
Harriet Tubman.
I know some of these people's names.
Susan B. Anthony.
I know a whole.
I got cut that part. I don't think so. She was? Yeah, she was. Then she did a pair.
No. Uh-huh. No. No.
Okay.
Madam C.J. Walker.
But. That's what I was saying. Madam C.J. Walker.
Susan B. Anthony was a white lady. I think I got to do it. I don't know. Yeah, oh. I think she's a white lady.
Pop-pop.
But I just. the way I feel about it is don't shove Black History at me only in February.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how I feel about it. Like, give it to me all year round. Like, don't just feed it. Don't only feed it to me then. Give it to me at all times. But don't, and also don't only give me old slave shit.
Yeah.
Same, you know, so yeah, give me more current. Give me some current shit and then why you give me some history.
Yeah.
And all the time that you teach me about my Blackness. We need to also know earlier where to look up some of this shit. Because growing up, I didn't really know where to look for this shit at. The shit I knew about it was like I taught in school, but you know, they teach you the bottom of the barrel and information about anything about Black history.
Yeah.
And in general, I'm not a researcher, so I'm not about to go look nothing up. I don't give a fuck. I'm not about to go look it up. But if I pass some information, then I might look at it.
Yeah.
But also, I love you like too. So I'm like, yeah, just confession and shit. I'll keep you posted. Whether or not I actually look at it or not. I see Black faces, I'm gonna always like them. I'm gonna say, hey, yeah. Come on, Black faces, see some Black faces.
Yeah, because that shit is just important. And I get the whole, like, not want to only see it during one month, but I feel like if you put yourself in the right scope, like, you, it's constant. Like, I feel like I constantly see other Black people just doing great things that I think will make history.
I see stuff like that about current stuff, about old stuff, but mostly about talking about.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see the same one. And I feel like now, with the amount of information that everybody has, we're starting to see more things or even learn more stuff about some of the people that we, you know, we knew about, but we didn't know in depth what they did. It was just surface level stuff.
Right.
I feel like some of that stuff is coming out. So that's great. But also, I think you do have to do research. Like, you know me, when I get curious about some shit, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole. I'll be Googling some shit, YouTubing some shit, and look at some shit, like, whatever. So I just think you just got to go for it. But like, in February, at most, go for it. Be the easiest time to find the things that you want. I would say just don't. Always never go for the always never go for the top thing.
Always never
Gary Payton. Mm-hmm. I have a story. I have a Black History story. This story is about a man named Eli. Eli was one of the last men on Earth after a great catastrophe. And Eli walked the earth searching for the West, believing that in the West, there will be a new civilization. And he traveled through some crazy lands where, like, you know, man would eat man, wild cannibalism, and, you know, droughts and famine, no water, people basically living in deserts. And he traveled through all this, and through his journeys, he, you know, he carried a book with him. And this book possessed great power. This book, this book protected Eli. And on his journey, he ran into some people that did not believe that all men should read, all men should have a book. They were actually searching for the book that Eli had, and he was the only one that still existed. He had the only copy. And they tried to barter with him. They tried to take it from him, but he didn't. He just kept traveling with his book, and Eli fucked some shit up. I want y'all to know, Eli fucked some shit up on his way to the West. And he finally traded his book for the life of someone else, because he realized that every day reading this book that he had, that he had to live by as well, not just read it. So he decided to give more to someone else than he would give to himself, which was life. And when he gave up the book, they shot that nigga in the stomach. And Eli got up. And Eli turned his ass around and started walking to the west. Because what Eli always remembered was, stay true to the journey. And he made it there. And the book that he carried with him and he memorized was the King James Version of the Holy Bible. And I just want to say that Denzel Washington is a great fucking actor. Because I watched that shit last night and I was like, oh my God, I remember watching it. So good. So good.
As you're talking about it, I'm like, you gotta be talking about the movie. Like,
but it was good, right? He was in it.
You gotta be talking about the
movie. He's fucking shit up. It's a great movie. So, Black History Fact, watch all Denzel Washington movies because none of them let you down. None of them. Some of them make you cry.
Some of them make some people good. I think I'm like one of the few people who don't really fuck with Training Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
And it's not in general that I don't fuck with Training Day. It's that I don't fuck with Training Day as much as Black people fuck with Training Day. Like, everybody acts like it's the greatest movie that he's ever been in, that he's ever done. Like, he's just a dirty cop. Like, he did that shit, yeah, but it was just a movie with a nigga being a dirty cop, with Denzel being a dirty cop. So it was a good movie. It was a good movie. Yeah, for sure. But the pedestal that people put it on is like, he's acting his ass on way better than this.
I think it was, he always plays the hero, and this time he was the villain.
So in that way, yeah, I can see that. But
like, when is Denzel the bad guy? That's what made, I think that's what made it so good. It's like, when is Denzel the bad guy? Not everybody could be the bad guy.
True enough, but the way, so, and also, when people talk about it, it's not, they don't talk about it in saying that, yeah, because Denzel's playing the bad guy. That's why it's so good.
Yeah.
Because Denzel, yeah, that's good. Like, but what about it? What about him? Like, tell me a reason for real. Like, because just why? I'm like, yeah, it's a good movie. Like, he did the shit. Like, I felt all that shit. Like, you was a shitty person, for real. Like, yeah. I believe it. I felt all that shit. And that's what I'm supposed to do watching the movie. So why people are being extra over exaggerated. But I'm like, he did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, that's how I felt about Keanu Reeves. Because everybody made The Matrix seem like he was a great actor. Then they tried to make seem like John Wick, which are absolutely top tier, great action movies.
He don't talk.
Yes. The only movie that I liked him in was Constantine. And I know he was in Speed and all them other ones, but like Constantine, honestly, Matrix, Constantine, and John Wick like fit his style.
Like Lake House.
Which is like, I didn't see the Lake House. It's the same character every movie.
Yeah, I mean, but you've never seen the Lake House.
Is that the one you checked the mail?
Yep.
No, I haven't seen it.
If you like The Notebook, you don't like The Lake House.
Okay.
Because they're all the same.
Nope.
They are.
Like, I love The Notebook so much.
Books turn to movies.
I love The Notebook too much.
Are all the same.
I love The Notebook too much to watch something that will be like something.
I would say The Vow. It's good, but it's not as good.
That's the one where he got to keep making her remember that they were married.
Yeah.
I saw that. Was that what shit with Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
And I actually watched that.
That one's good. The one with
she ain't choose them at the end.
And the horses.
Then she ain't choose them at the end, right?
That one was good.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. No, she did, but she did.
No, she did.
She
ain't
right.
No, she did.
Or did she leave single? I can't remember. Glancing.
She fell in love with somebody else. Got married.
I can't remember.
I remember.
It did break your heart.
No, not really. Okay.
But The Lake House. Of all the other ones, like, I like them, but Lake House and Notebook is my top two. But other than that, my Keanu Reeves' characters, he plays the same character a lot. But I had this conversation with somebody at work. I'm like, as much as I do love Denzel, I feel like I don't know how to separate the person from the actor. Mm-hmm. So I feel like all his shit is the same when I watch him on TV. And the same thing for Will Smith for me. It's, for him, for me, it's like it's pretty much almost always the same. Mm-hmm. And Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I think
it was always the same people. It's somebody else. It's actually a lot of somebody else's. But a lot of, like, because they typecast so much. So
I feel like I've seen Denzel in a lot of different
kind of roles. And I'm not saying he has a lot. I feel like most of his different shit, though, was from back in the day.
You think so?
Some of his different shit. But I also say that, knowing I can't really say that fully because I haven't seen all of his
movies. Yeah. Because I don't know if I feel that way about Will Smith. I feel like he's done a lot of, like, same, like, genre movies, like Save the World type shit. But I don't know if it was, like, the same personality. You know what I mean? Like, Hancock was different from a lot of
Hancock
shit.
Hancock was definitely different. That's why I think Hancock is
my favorite. Yeah. Hancock.
Hancock is mostly different.
But someone with the dog.
I Am Legend.
Yeah, I Am Legend. I think those are my favorite ones. No, because then you got, like, what was it? Five Shades of Grey, but, like, Six degrees of separation. But that was early. That's super different. Right, 7 pounds, super different. The doctor, the one about CT shit.
I didn't watch Concussion.
Concussion. So, like, he got different roles, but I think the most popular movies is like a certain, like, boxing in with the most popular joints. Right. Yeah.
And he does a majority of those.
I think I cried on Pursuit of Happiness, so I think he got one on me with that one, too.
See, I saw Pursuit of Happiness when it first came out. I haven't watched it.
When them niggas was in the subway bathroom, and locked the door, they were trying to get in there. He was like, it's the dinosaurs. He's like, ah, oh, it's the dinosaurs. I was like, you just can't take it. Oh, yeah, they got me. Oh, I was crying. Yeah, I remember that. Oh, man. Like, oh, we got to hide the dinosaurs. Nigga just had to pee. Got the banging on that door. Oh, man.
Okay.
You cannot.
I mean, so it's not that. Okay.
You cannot be homeless with a mustache and an afro. Huh?
You had to
look.
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah. So, I've never seen a movie
like that. Oh, that shit is amazing. I've never seen. It's a great movie. You should watch it. I think it's on HBO. I think I watched it on HBO. Or Netflix. No, I watched it on Netflix.
I'm not a
fan. It's good. Like, I just sat down and watched it. Like, I was like, I'm going to watch a movie. And I was like, I'm going to watch Book of Eli. Great choice. If I must say myself. Great choice.
What's it about?
Kind of hurt my feelings. Speaking of feelings, we need Kanye to, like, keep everybody out of the divorce. No one really gives a fuck. I'm just saying this to say that even though Ye probably will never hear this, especially when it first comes out, when he does, I want him to know that he was wrong about all the shit that he was saying. Not what he was saying, but, like, more so, like, what he was doing with it. Like, stop posting your conversations. Stop doing all this shit. This shit make you look unstable in the court when you actually want to see your kids for real. Because it's going to get ugly. They're just putting each other business out here constantly, which y'all was already doing. But now y'all are doing the shit that we don't need to know. And one, that's bad for your kids. And then two, like, that's bad for y'all, like, going, like, moving forward. That shit going to pop up in your memories.
This is bad business.
It is.
Just stop. And it's like, they kind of have two different arguments with each other at the same time, which is why they not going to ever seem on the same page. It's like, Kanye not all the way wrong with what he's saying, and she not all the way wrong with what she's doing, but it's the fact that y'all won't have the same argument at the same time. And y'all doing that shit in public. Stop.
Man, like, we can see you.
Like, it's like, even if y'all didn't have kids, stop, because the whole world don't need to know. But y'all do have kids. Like, Y'all worried about social media, how that shit affects her. Y'all don't show social media affecting her.
Right.
Y'all doing this shit. Stop. But you know, niggas with kids, you know, I mean, we don't have kids. So what to do with
it? Right now, he just feel like that's like, that's the smartest thing to do. I just don't think they is. I think they're both moving stupid. But you know,
it's just gonna come down to who got the better lawyer and who can make the better argument.
Baby mama, baby daddy drama. Shit's crazy. They say the drama for your mama. They ain't know they meant the baby mama. You know what mama it was. Mama. Damn shame. Speaking of moms, we absolutely positively have to talk about also. Is mom exclusive to women? Never mind. Different argument. Anyway. So a mom has made a claim that she was gang raped in the metaverse. I read the article.
I did not.
I just want to say that I am not about to minimize her experience, but I will say that if you are familiar with the metaverse, it is not a place where you can physically go. People cannot physically touch you. So I'm not 100% sure how this happened to her, but it had to happen eventually. You can't, like, it really can't happen. Never mind. If she said it happened. This shit is getting out of control.
Yeah, that's.
It's definitely going to be perverse in the little virtual reality world. It's definitely going to be perverse. And, you know, I know that they are going to come out with, like, you know, the suit where you could be your whole body and you really feel like your whole body in it. But still, like. So, you know, I'm sorry that happened to her in whatever way that happened to her, I guess. But some weird shit, man.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say it. But yeah, weird shit. Motherfuckers going to be going to jail left and right. It's going to get ugly. Because people going to be doing weirdo shit in the metaverse thinking ain't nothing going to happen. I don't want no parts of that. I'm going to just wait till they get all the little kinks and bugs out. And then I'm not going to be in there again.
What the fuck is the metaverse? It's like, I said, just don't even understand.
So the metaverse is, you ever played The Sims?
No.
You know what The Sims are?
People?
Yeah, The Sims.
They
like the little video game.
Is it playing house on the TV?
Yeah. Okay. They want you to be your own Sim. That is it. You're going to put on a get up. And you're going to be in your Sim.
Put this on my computer? My
phone? Where it's on your body.
What?
It's your body.
How?
Put on the Oculus and there's going to be like a suit too that come, like that's going to be coming out.
Ready player one?
Yeah.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the fuck.
I'm not.
Bro, why am I here? And
to join the metaverse.
I'm not, though. Like, I say that, why the fuck am I here? And I don't say that saying, I want to die, I don't want to be here. But why the fuck am I here? Like, what the fuck is this?
To join the metaverse. What the fuck is this? To join the metaverse. So you can, I don't know, man.
I didn't sign up for none of this shit. I just think it's bullshit how we just forced to be born and live a life where I have to grow up and pay bills and live in a world that ends up doing stupid shit like this. Why would I want to live my life as a sim when I can just live my fucking life? As my life.
Because it became more popular to live in your pretend world than it is live in the real world.
Why are people losers?
I believe that people are losers because they want to live in their pretend world instead of living in the real world.
Why the fuck can't you just do that shit?
Which one?
Either of them. All that shit. Do that shit in real life. All this shit you want to do on a fucking sim. Yeah. You want to be in a fucking great player one world.
That's because people don't have the confidence to be who they are in real life. That they are, I don't want to say on the internet, but like in.
Yeah.
Inside whatever. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of people who are not going to be part of the little metaverse thing. The way I feel about it is, I feel like, it's stupid. Yeah, it's stupid. I just don't want to go anywhere where people are getting raped without arms and legs.
I don't like people in the ideas that they have in life that they just thrust upon the rest of us.
True.
Because they have money, they get to desire that. Yeah, let's just make a metaverse for people to fucking make. And then spend more money buying this stupid metaverse shit.
Yeah, because you can buy land in the metaverse.
You can't live your best life in your own life. You have to buy all this fucking shit to put on some fucking Ray Pair 1 goggles and live to be your best life in this unpretend ass world or pretend ass world, whatever the fuck. The fuck? Like, who the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's falling for this shit. Every fucking time, have y'all not seen the fucking movies? They gonna take over your fucking minds. Alright, I'm ready. You gotta stop.
I was gonna let you do your thing.
No.
Get it out. Speaking of crazy ideas, let me throw one at you. That's not what I was saying. You said that. Speaking of crazy ideas, I didn't say you sound crazy either.
Not you.
Oh, okay. Maybe a little bit. All right. So anyway, speaking of crazy ideas, let me throw one at you. I was watching this old Carson Daly interview with Suge Knight. And he said something about him having a sex tape of J-Lo. Not him and J-Lo, but like him just having a risque video of J-Lo. Now, do you believe that Suge Knight had a risque video of J-Lo?
At what point? What year was this?
This was this is around the time of shooting.
Huh?
No.
Yeah.
In the club.
What club?
With Sean.
Sean.
Whoa.
No, yeah, let me go. Do on the strength that I think Suge is a petty nigga and holds on the grudges forever, I think that we might really never know which one is the truth. Because he might really have shit that he's holding on to it. Or he might not have shit and have just said that shit to piss Diddy off.
True, which I think is hilarious.
He could have just really just he also bully ass 50 Cent type shit and said some shit that he know I'm gonna strike a nerve and just run with it forever.
Either that or he got some fly girl tapes.
He got that shit.
We'll never know. But I just thought that shit was mad interesting. Like, listen to Suge Knight talk and then you hear the stories about Suge Knight, like you can be like, oh, I get it. He do seem like kinda cool. Until, like, he don't want to be more. And then he not cool at all. Like, they were like, no, I told Suge, like, our interview is running kind of long. We can just do this another time. He's like, nah, we're going to do this whole thing. All right. So, then 3 hours.
Like,
maybe
the people in an abusive relationship.
Yeah, true. I would know.
Suck you up. Well, yeah, true. They suck you in. Get you where they want you to be. And then, all things.
Yeah. Be careful, y'all. Don't listen to Suge. I mean, maybe if you want to, but you don't got to. Last thing I want to talk about, the Joe Rogan shit. How I feel about it is just basically, he know, the fact that he apologizes, like how you know he knows what he was doing was the wrong thing anyway. Just saying this shit anyway. And if you, in case you don't know what the whole Joe Rogan thing is, it's not about the misinformation about COVID. That's one thing. But like everybody has spread misinformation about COVID since the beginning because nobody really was knowing, right? At least he was like, you know, inviting people in to kind of correct him or at least go against what his theories were. My thing is that whole the nigga thing. And it wasn't really the nigga thing. It was the nigger thing because he never really said nigga. He just most said nigger.
Hard R.
Hard R. And regardless of if it was like in a malicious way or not, one, you apologize because you know, all right, it was wrong. And then the second thing is, you said that shit so many times on so many different occasions. And yes, they were all in conversations about some different shit. And you were probably using it in some kind of context. But like, I feel like at his age and in this time and by now, he will understand that like,
No.
Y'all be using N-word.
Right.
That's it. Like, I get it. Like, oh, yeah, people could put a compilation of somebody saying the worst thing they ever said. Yeah, sure, they could. But when somebody could just put together some shit like that and it's just constantly like, nigger, 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 nigger. Come on, bro. Like, I'm not on no castle shit because, like, I'm not a Joe Rogan fan.
Go ahead.
That's it. I'm not a Joe Rogan fan. Like, I think what he do is cool. Like, as far as, like, what he gained from his independence and then being able to get, like, the contract he got with independence. Like, that's dope. But the biggest podcast in the world, I think they broke that man off, like, half a billy. Mm-hmm. So, something like that. He got paid. So 300 million, maybe something like that. Or 600. Still a lot. So like, I respect that, but man, I don't think he should get canceled or anything. I don't think he need no like education. I just think he should be made aware, like, nigga, please consider. Yeah, like, what the fuck is going on? And yeah, it might be one of those campaigns to like cancel a nigga that can't be controlled. It could be. Still did it.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, he still did it. That's why the cancel part don't matter. You still did it. So just like, I don't know. I don't want no body seen the corner. Just adjust moving forward. Yeah, just adjust moving forward. You don't deserve for somebody to strip everything you have from you or nothing. Just move different going forward. You don't got to donate to the niggas or nothing. You got to get an HBCU or nothing. All you got to do is just not do that shit moving forward. And that's the best possible thing you could do. I don't care what nobody else tell that man. The best thing you can do is just
anything else you're gonna do. It's a
performance. Yeah, just don't say nigga or nigga.
Change.
Don't ask change why either. Period. Yeah, don't ask why either. Just no, you can't.
Change your behavior.
Yeah, or use a different slur for somebody else and not.
Use a different one for everybody. Be equally as rude.
Yeah, yeah. Just come up with a slur that you use for everybody. Then, oh, I wonder if I'm not about to do that right now. But if I could, I could. Okay.
One for everybody?
It just encompasses everything. Well, I'm fucked up. All right, anyway. Before we get out of here, you know, I got to hit y'all with the quote from around the way. And you know what? I think this one is going to come from DMX, y'all. Yeah, I think I'm going to rock up with DMX. So, always trust people to be themselves, but trust in the fact that you can see them well. Peace. We out.